At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 123 of your favorite Formula One show. It's Thursday, and Jamie and I are back to podcast in the space of 3 days. It's been a rather quick turnaround in our world. But before we get into anything, though, Jamie, back once again. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. We're recording at a very different time to what we did on Monday as we record this. So you can actually see out of my window, which I think is quite nice. So let me know. Try and guess where I am and come and swap me. Maybe don't do that last bit. But yeah.
No, I will pay £10 to anyone that swats Jamie183.
For the views, I would take it.
For the views, you'll take it. Okay. Make sure you're live streaming it when you do it then. That is, I think, the worst way we've ever started one of the podcasts. But yeah, we're back though today. Of course, we did the Austrian GP post show, and quite a lot's happened actually since then in the world of Formula One, or a few quite interesting things have happened. So we thought, we were always going to do a Silverstone preview show, but unlike a couple of preview shows in recent weeks, we have actually got a fair bit to talk about, Jamie, and I think the big one is the 2024 calendar has been announced. Luckily,
yes.
A few hours before we did this show.
I think that's the first time ever that something as major has come out a few hours before instead of a few hours after.
Well, we know by saying this, something even more important is going to happen tomorrow morning. Like a new team will be announced, or Red Bull's been banned or something.
Red Bull's been banned, yeah. But yeah, the calendar actually has quite a big shake-up next season. We will see if they can break the 22 race curse that's been going on for what, four years now, isn't it?
Because every year,
well, 2020 since they aimed for 23 races in 2020, and they haven't done ever since.
Yep,
and they've never made it beyond 22.
Nope. No.
So we shall see which two get scrapped between now and next season. But yeah, there's been a major rejiggle of the calendar to kind of move towards this regionalization, which people have been screaming out for years, really. And I don't think they've gone far enough with it, particularly, but they've done an all right job at regionalizing it to some extent.
Yes.
But there's still, like, what, the turnaround of Miami, Imola, Monaco, Canada, Spain is a bit dumb, if you ask me. But apart from that, putting Japan in with the rest of the Asian races at the beginning of the season makes sense. And regionalizing, obviously, the Americas have been done for a while with USA, Mexico, Brazil, and Vegas, of course, there as well now. And then, yeah, we've got a Qatar, Abu Dhabi doubleheader to end the season. What do you think? I think it makes a lot of sense what they're doing, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jamie did a pretty good job there, obviously, covering all the venues that have changed. I think Japan now, at the start of the season, feels really weird. But of course, where it's not really at the end of the season either anymore, that magic has kind of been lost. So I think, Suzuka round four of the campaign is actually really good. Obviously, Shanghai then straight after that, if we get the Chinese Grand Prix back again, we'll wait and see as to how that works out. The one, obviously, that you didn't pick up on there, but obviously Azerbaijan getting pushed towards the end of the calendar,
I think
is quite a good one. Of course, Azerbaijan sits, I think, sensibly, it is either Azerbaijan or Brazil. It would be Australia, sorry. But like those tracks that seem to be a lot closer to a lot of other Grand Prix, but Baku really is in the middle of nowhere, especially obviously now the Russian Grand Prix is gone.
Yeah, completely. And yeah, it sits at a bit of an awkward place. It's between Monza and Singapore. It actually backs, it's double-headed with Singapore, which is a really quick turnaround, which surprises me a little bit. But yeah, I mean, there'll be a good two races in a row, I guess, of Baku and Singapore. But yeah, there's a few things you can't really fix with a global calendar with so much, like some tracks are just awkwardly placed on the globe, really. There's not much you can do about that. But yeah, Baku being late, that should be fun. That could even be a championship decider, even though it's 8 races for the end of the season. Based on how 2023's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say. The big thing I've just noticed, though, sorry, Jamie, you talking about that. Why have we got a winter or an autumn break between Singapore and USA? There's a 4-week gap there.
Oh, wow.
Specifically put in that I completely missed.
That is strange. I guess that would typically be where Russia used to sit, but obviously not anymore. But yeah, that's
but then
really
we got
strange.
A triple header immediately.
Yeah, that's very strange. Have we also got a spring break? I guess that only happened because...
Yeah, that only happened because obviously, yeah, Shanghai.
That could happen
cancelled.
Again if Shanghai does get cancelled again.
Exactly, yeah, but... we could have 3 4-week yeah. breaks throughout the year.
Yeah, we shall wait and see what goes on. But that's a weird autumn break. I'm not sure if I like that, but... Yeah.
I'm not big on that. I'm not keen on that. I mean, again, that was obviously, again, where Japan would fit in nicely.
Yeah, and I guess just push Singapore back a week would make it slightly better, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd think so. Because, again, obviously, Azerbaijan to Singapore is a big old stretch in the space of a week. But I guess as well, of course, now if they're trying... Obviously, because we've got 4 America's races in a row, you know, it could be a good opportunity, obviously, for teams. You know, they'll come off the summer break... See how well all the upgrades are doing, because you've got Netherlands, which is quite high downforce, Monza and Baku, which are obviously very low downforce, and then Singapore again, it's very high downforce. So it probably is quite ideal for the teams, of course. They'll get 4 weeks to look at the data from 4 very different circuits and then bring any appropriate upgrades. Because you kind of think, if we've got like a big title fight, not expecting that necessarily to be the case, but we can dream, you know, that could be massive if we've got a shake around towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and you usually think after Singapore, there's only about 4 races left, but there's 6. So there's still a lot to play for at that point. So they would still be bringing upgrades, which could be quite fun. The other thing to mention, which is different to previous years, is the first 2 races, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, are both on a Saturday, which, is mostly, well, is entirely to accommodate Ramadan. Obviously, they're both Muslim countries. And... I don't want to say the wrong thing, but something about not doing stuff on a Sunday. Is that right?
Ah, you've really put me on the spot there as well. I was worried where you were going with that. But
I think that's right.
I mean, again, you know Christianity quite well.
I'm not massive on Muslim Ramadan laws, to be honest.
We'll be really careful there and say something very important that happens on a Sunday, but unfortunately neither of us are educated enough to make any comments right now that might not end up being wrong.
We do know they're happening on a Saturday, the races, so that'll give us back-to-back first 2 races of the season after, obviously, Las Vegas this season is going to be on a Saturday. Well, a Saturday in America, but a Sunday morning in the UK or Europe. Yeah, so that'll be the 3rd Saturday race in a long time, but 3rd in quite a short space of time, because before Vegas, the previous Saturday race was like, what, 30, 40 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't think there's ever been a Saturday race.
No, there's definitely been some that aren't on Sundays for some stupid reason.
There was a Monday race in Kailami a long, long time ago.
Yeah, maybe it could be the first one. I'm not sure.
I think Las Vegas is genuinely the first Saturday race there's ever been. Someone who knows even more about Formula One than us, I'm sure will comment down below, but I'm pretty certain Las Vegas is the first ever Saturday race. Of course, slightly less special now because of sprint races anyway.
No, you are wrong.
Okay.
The 38 years was the last one before Vegas this year.
When was that?
That was 1985, Kailami.
Oh, Kailami was Saturday, was it? I thought it was Monday.
Apparently. This is according to The Race, who I do trust.
We do trust The Race.
The very first World Championship race in Silverstone 1950 was a Saturday. There you go.
The more we know. There you go. So every race ever has been on a Sunday, apart from the first one in Las Vegas. That's what else I was going to say to you as well, though, Jamie. Of course, Belgium... I'm not keen on Belgium being before the summer break still.
That's
pure nostalgia.
This year. Yeah.
I know it is.
We've grown up in an era where Belgium is the first race back, and I love it. And I want it to come back to be the first summer break back.
I don't care if you lob Zandvoort in before the summer break.
Yeah, do it.
Like, the fact Zandvoort comes between Belgium and Italy anyway still annoys me. Because those two together were fantastic.
Belgium
as a double
should
header.
Be back-to-back. Then you get random teams like Force India and 09 getting back-to-back front row starts.
Exactly.
Just because it's got a bullet of a car in a straight line.
Yeah, just no downforce.
Alex Albon on pole.
Yeah,
it's a shame, but that's just nostalgia speaking. But then in the same way, Brazil being three races from the end is quite horrible. But I guess that's been happening more and more.
So, the next question that I was going to ask you, Jamie, six sprint races in 2023.
Where would you pick them?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, do we think there could be more than six next year?
Oof.
I wonder.
Hope not.
I've got a feeling in my head that F1's going to aim for eight.
Weren't they aiming for nine this season? Originally?
I don't quite.
I think
you
they
might
compromised.
Be right.
I think they were aiming for more.
Yeah.
And compromised at six. I hope it stays at six. Six feels all right.
Well, the problem is with the six this year is there's three in four races right towards the end. Because,
yeah,
of course, you've got Qatar, USA, and Brazil, which are three races over four. It's only Mexico that doesn't get one there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I absolutely don't want them to do what MotoGP's done. And that was, of course... So MotoGP implemented sprint races for this season, Jamie. And it's every single weekend.
Oh, that's horrible.
Every single race.
It loses its novelty completely.
Exactly. Which is... I mean, let's be fair, like, even I know we spoke about this obviously in the Austria show. For two diehard Formula One fans, the fact that we both almost forgot that there was qualifying on Friday night shows just how little of an appeal it has for F1 fans at the moment. But
I don't want more than six, particularly. The Austria sprint was very good, very entertaining, but I don't want more than six.
It's kind of that thing, isn't it, where like if we get a good one, great, but how many good ones have we had? Austria.
Two?
What would you say is the other one?
Brazil, Hamilton coming through.
Oh yeah, Brazil 2021. I mean, it's why Brazil keeps getting them, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you were going to pick six races then on the 2024 calendar for sprints...
Is
of
this
course,
what I would pick or what I think will happen?
I'd say a mixture of both. So obviously Las Vegas, Bahrain, Saudi are immediately cut off. Because obviously you've got Saturday races anyway.
I imagine Austria will keep it just because this year's race was good.
Yep.
Brazil will probably keep it because the previous two have been quite good. Other four, I reckon they would give it a go at Belgium. Well, there's a lot of
they're doing that this year.
There. Oh, are they? Well, I'll back that to have a good one, and then they can give it again. A Baku sprint would be a lot of fun.
We did that this year.
Oh yeah, so we did. I have no memory of sprint races at all.
That says how good they are, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You can remember the whole driver grid from the 2011 Azerbaijan Grand Prix. You can't remember what the sprint race was 3 months ago.
So how many is that? That's four.
You're up to four or five, depends whether you're counting Baku or not.
Yeah, I'll give Baku one. That's five. And then I guess a Montreal sprint could be quite fun. I don't know when they do it.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah. I guess it would just be the same. Obviously, time zones, like doing USA sprints this season, it's not that different to that, really, is it?
No.
So,
no.
Yeah, I'll give it Montreal. Why not?
Okay. I was going to throw a couple of different ones into the fray.
Go for it.
I'm surprised we're not getting one at Silverstone still.
Well, Silverstone's first sprint wasn't brilliant.
Silverstone's first sprint was pretty boring, but last year's Grand Prix was incredible. And I feel like... Especially with how solid the British fan base is, I feel like that's probably a really big push again to get Silverstone a sprint.
And the GPs at Silverstone are generally excellent. Like,
it is a fantastic racing circuit now, isn't it, as well? It does deliver good racing a lot. The other one that I'd be interested to know, Jamie, your thoughts and feelings. Could we see one in Albert Park?
Again, when would... Like, the time zones there would make...
most sprint races are often held slightly later in the afternoon than the actual GP on a Sunday.
Yeah,
so you could probably get one that starts at like 7 or 8 a.m. UK.
It would also mean that qualifying on the Friday would like be incredibly early for people who actually have jobs to go to.
Yeah, that's also true.
I just don't
and sprint qualifying would be at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't expect it. Well, that'd be cool. Just get floodlights and do it at normal time.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure Albert Park as a local park wants the whole city illuminated for that weekend. Just a random field near the metropolitan area just looks like it's on fire.
It's just glowing.
Could work.
Yeah.
Jamie,
how long do you think it'll be before we get an announcement of sprint races? It's usually quite late, isn't it?
Well, they didn't announce this year's ones until after the season had begun, did they, I thought?
No, they announced the venues back in February, I think, but then it
was not long before, yeah.
Yeah, the format was only announced about a week before Baku, wasn't it?
Well, the format still isn't actually in the FIA rulebook as sprint race format still. No, it's not been finalised. They could go back to the old format whenever they like still, if they wanted to. And honestly, I'd say go for it.
No, the current one's better.
Not convinced. I wouldn't mind actually seeing a bit of both, to be honest, but that just makes things so complicated.
Reverse grids.
Well, that's what we've always said, isn't it? If you're going to do sprint races, if the drivers don't care anyway, do it in reverse championship order.
They won't.
Jamie, we literally said last week, and we're not even joking when we say this, it was about 2 minutes after we finished the show, McLaren announced a special livery this weekend. They teased the chrome all week. What were our feelings on this?
I think it's a bit rubbish. Very mid.
Good boy.
I mean, they've gone a bit half-hearted. I think a lot of like special liveries now are kind of just, let's take a portion of the car and make it a different colour. Like, we kind of saw that with...
That's kind of how any livery ever works, to be fair.
Yeah. But, like, it's not merged very well at all. We saw it with the special McLaren 21 Abu Dhabi livery with the weird pattern instead of a certain box area. And then this one is just... If you haven't seen it, go and look it up. But it's basically just, instead of the blue across the airbox area and side pods, it's just chrome silver. It doesn't go well with the orange, in my opinion. And it's just a bit half-hearted. They could have gone for it a bit more.
Well, this is the weird thing, wasn't it? Because, of course, there was, you know, they hyped this up as like a return to, you know, the, like, literally, and we're not joking when we say this, our childhood. Vodafone McLaren. I mean, you had even, obviously, the few cars before that. Like, was it Johnny Walker 1 year sponsored them as well, and that sort of thing? And, I mean, I was hyped. I was thinking, if we rock up with a livery like that, then
what did the Hamilton Piastri swap for one weekend only?
Exactly, that sort of thing. Nuts. And it just was a bit of a letdown, isn't it? And obviously, Zak Brown's gone, well, obviously, we're trying to build our brand around papaya. And it was actually... I hadn't really thought about this too much until the girlfriend mentioned it to me. She was like, why are they trying to build such a brand around orange when Max basically owns that colour in F1?
Yeah, it's strange.
And I thought, that's a really good point.
Yeah, we should get her on the podcast. She knows more than we do.
She's a massive Ferrari fan. She thinks Mick deserves a seat.
Oh, L. She doesn't know you. Yeah, I think that if you're looking at colours in Formula 1, Max owns orange, Ferrari own red. Everything else is kind of fair game, isn't it?
Well, silver arrows, silver, I suppose, even though they're black now. Yeah. It just seems so half-hearted. Like, obviously, like Zach's gone, going, well, we're trying to build our brand around papaya. Then give us a good-looking papaya F1 car again.
Yeah, the 2020
the first couple were banging.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, the 2017 car I showed.
No, 2017 was horrible. Looked like a Manor.
No, it was a good-looking car.
That was bad.
I mean, it basically was the Manor 2017 spec, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think that car still looked good. But, yeah, the McLaren, on a rating of 1 to 10, then, Jamie's, we've got a few of these to go through today.
Oh, yeah, I would give it a 4.5.
I was only going to say 4, and normally you're harsher on these things than I am. So
yeah, well, I don't
massively
like the normal livery, so it's not much of a downgrade on that.
No, it's a good point. It's just, McLaren are just not hitting it with the liveries at the moment. Let's take it over then to, and I'm going to say it immediately, my favourite of the three liveries this weekend.
Is that the Williams, by any chance?
The Williams celebrating their 800th Grand Prix. Massive milestone as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks great. It looks fantastic.
This looks like a formula, a good... Williams, I tell you what, we don't give them enough credit.
They do make a good F1 car.
They are banging out some good liveries at the moment.
Ever
last
since
couple
the
of
toothpaste
years.
One. That was rubbish, but ever since then...
Yeah, I felt like they had one bad one since then. But, I mean, this year's car does... I think we said at the start of the season, didn't we? Like, even though it wasn't the proper Golf liveries, this was still, I think, one of the best-looking cars on the grid at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I do have a problem with is... It looks a lot like a Codemasters F1 livery. Because there is one exactly like that.
I know what you mean.
Because I used to run it back in Lotus Career Mode. I used to run a green and gold version of this livery.
I know what you mean. I think for me, it's things like the white on the side of the wings looks good.
Oh, yeah. I like the Union flag. It could be slightly better integrated, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously we're going to get called out for British bias now as well,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does suit, like, the shapes and the angles of the Union Jack actually do suit the airbox and obviously the rear of that Williams as well. I just think it's quite cool.
I like the... I think the rear wing sponsor has changed as well. The Kraken on the rear wing. The
That's always been there.
Has it? Oh,
yeah, it's
good.
Always been there. Well, always been there. Jamie's just commenting on now their car livery for this year.
Yeah.
And somehow they still managed to make the Duracell on the top look
okay. They've shoved the battery on it.
They've always done that. But it looks good still. It does
It
look
does.
Good.
We like it.
Out of 10?
Oh, I would give it a 9.
Good man. Nines across the board.
Yes. And probably the one that's had the least change, finally, is the Aston Martin, which is basically just a sponsorship deal with Valvoline, who are an oil company. So, yeah, it's got a bit of blue and red on there. I do like Valvoline. It feels like a nostalgic car sponsor to me. I don't know why. Old rally cars and stuff used to have them on, didn't they?
And I was also going to say one of the most iconic NASCARs of all time, the Mark Martin number 6 Valvoline.
Maybe that's
car.
What I'm thinking of, yeah.
I remember having, if you are, but yeah.
I remember having a... This is going to be super nerdy. I had a Skelectric set where I had a car that was maybe a NASCAR, it could have been, and it had a Valvoline all over it.
It so that, probably was, to be fair.
That's why it's iconic in my head.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm scrolling through their Twitter, and I don't know if I was...
on Autosport.
Oh, there we go. There are some proper pictures, because I was kind of there, like, I'm not even convinced this is actually a proper livery for a second, because they didn't do like a full announcement of the livery.
For me, there's a slightly too many colours on there now.
On the side, yeah. It's meant to be British Racing Green, and to be honest, I know this is basically sacrilege by saying this, but British Racing Green, I don't mind it, but I'm not huge on it, Jamie, anyway.
Wow, that is sacrilege. Can't be saying that as an Englishman who's going to
Silverstone. I know, and this is what worries me. I'm going to get
British Racing Green.
Especially
if it was a Jaguar, or like... Yeah, I guess Aston Martin is a traditional British racing team. Yeah.
Actually, I say that. I'm looking at the side profile now. I do like it.
It is nice, isn't it? It is very nice. Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's not much of a change, really. It's just a sponsorship one-off deal. So
no, it's a partnership going into next year.
Oh, but it's only a one-off livery.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, to like launch the partnership, as it were. Yes. I'll give it a 6.5. It's worse than a normal livery.
I was going to give it like a 7. Or a 7.5. I'm not a fan of the Valvoline logo on the side of the car, to be honest. I don't mind the one down on the...
The front wing one looks nice.
Front of the barge board, and the front wing one looks okay. But the side one I don't like. And then the other problem I'm not really big on is the front wing colours, because it looks like they've got the French flag on it.
Yeah.
And
can't be having
as
that.
You, as you know, we... The knowing wheel.
We don't like the French.
Alpine. We'll happily take a factory tour if you want to try and convince us.
Oh yeah, happily. Very happily.
Yeah, I think a 7 for me.
Speaking
personally.
Of oil, in Valvoline, there are rumours of a protest like 2 years ago. No, it was 1 year ago.
Last year.
With Just Stop Oil, which thankfully the red flag stopped any of them getting killed. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
They did Wimbledon today, didn't they? It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, in a really
me.
Bad way. In an awful... Like, they literally did court 18. Who even cares? And they cleared it up inside about 2 minutes. So it was completely pointless. I mean, I agree with their message, but their methodology is horrific. So hopefully they don't disrupt the race, but we will see.
I mean, I still reckon we need that Irishman running down the hangar straight again if they're going to do it. Run down the
straightness. There's a lunatic on the track.
There's a madman! the good old days. The good old days.
James Allen, not whoever we said it was last week.
James Allison.
James Allison, he's an engineer.
Too many people with similar names. We got called out for that, didn't we? Which I thought was quite funny. Are we doing predictions, Jamie, or are we going to do the quiz first?
We'll do the quiz first.
Oh,
because
dearie
it's
me,
my
I'm
turn.
Worried.
I'm excited about this one. It's very personal. No, it's not really.
Oh, no, it's going to be where's Jamie been moved house in the last week or something.
It's going to be You of course are going to the British Grand Prix.
Yes, I'll be there on Sunday.
If
you see me, please do say hello.
It's a venue both of us have visited before on numerous occasions for an F1 race.
I've only ever been there once before, but
Oh, really?
For the Grand Prix.
But there we go. I'm going to readjust the questions just be about the races that I've been to. But at Grand Prix Sunday races I have been to, there are 21 drivers to have scored points in a race I have attended.
Oh, dearie me.
Do you want the
races? Is this just
the
Silverstone or...?
No, any race.
Any race.
And I've only attended four. Four
so
races.
It was, I'm testing my own knowledge here. Belgium 2018.
Correct.
Austria 2019.
Yep.
And like Silverstone 2011 or something, wasn't it?
No. Silverstone 21.
Oh! Max. You went Silverstone? Oh, 2021, sorry, yes.
And then Belgium 22.
I forgot you went Belgium last year.
Yeah, it was sick. You're going to have a minute and a half, 21 drivers to score points across those four races.
Right.
The time starts now.
Verstappen, Perez, Leclerc, Sainz, Hamilton, Norris, Russell, Alonso, Stroll, Sebastian Vettel, Kimi Raikkonen, Daniel Ricciardo.
I've lost track of who you said.
Nico Hülkenberg, Kevin Magnussen. Carlos, I said Sainz, I think, already.
You haven't. I think I know who you haven't said.
We'll I did kind of just end. Smash into a little more than I ever expected to. Trying to think who else. Who was good in 2019? Everyone, no, not everyone. Danny Kvyat, Pierre Gasly, Alex Albon. I said Perez. Esteban Ocon.
5 seconds. Ocon, yep.
How many more have I got to get?
You're missing at least 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you're missing 5.
I mean, I'm pretty happy with that as it is. But anyway, Yuki Tsunoda.
Yep, that's one of them.
Valtteri Bottas.
Yeah, that's a very obvious one. 13 seconds.
Romain Grosjean.
Yeah, two more. Got 1 point each in races that I've been to.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think who would have come 10th years ago. Oh, no.
All right,
no
that's
chance.
It.
A 19 out of 21, though, I am
that's
absolutely having.
That's very good. this is good. It was Antonio Giovinazzi.
Oh, yeah.
And Marcus Ericsson.
Ah, fair enough. So two Alfa Romeo rejects then.
Yes.
Some would say two Alfa Romeo Alfa rejects. One would say an Indy 500 and a Le Mans.
Yeah, they've got two-thirds of the Triple Crown.
Yeah. Well, they've Alfa Romeo, since 2018, have had all the Triple Crown. Charles Leclerc's been none of it.
Charles Leclerc's the fraud in that. I'm not sure you said Norris as well, but I think you might
I said it. Norris. Okay, I definitely fair. Said Norris.
There you go. And you got the rest. Well done. That was a good quiz.
19 out of 21, I'm fair genuinely play. Incredibly
Another
happy
Another
thing
with. That I remembered about, AlphaTauri changing name again at the end of the year.
We got that before Austria, though, didn't we?
We did. We didn't mention it.
We didn't talk about it. Oh, okay.
No. So I don't know what they're going to be, but...
I reckon they're going to go back to Toro Rosso.
Another offshoot Red Bull brand. It'll probably be some brand deal, won't it? But we'll have
but
to
it's
wait
either so. That, or are they getting prepared to sell?
Sell to Honda. No, they've partnered with Aston Martin, haven't they?
Yeah.
They could sell to somebody, too.
I mean, they could still theoretically sell to Honda.
Paul Stoddart would turn in his grave if they sold. So... I mean,
Paul Stoddart's not dead, but we just love... I'm pretty certain Paul Stoddart must get a mention in every other podcast we do. Like,
so
Paul,
often.
Seriously, if you're listening, man,
we
hit
love
me
Minardi.
Up on Twitter. We loved Minardi. We loved you. Like, we want to get you on the... Like, Paul Stoddart... I think we've got quite a good list, haven't we, of, like, people we want. We've got Paul Stoddart, who's right at the top.
Nick Heidfeld,
for some reason, always comes up. We just want him on
it's
the show.
It's just like the mid-level F1 drivers who you think they're, like, attainable.
So we've got Paul Stoddart, Nick Heidfeld.
I reckon we can get Brendan Hartley.
I would love to get Brendan Hartley on. Also, never ever forget Bert Mylander. I would absolutely have him on the show.
Definitely.
He's got some stories I'd
Adrian
love to
Newey?
Hear.
No, I don't think we'll get him.
I think we might struggle to get Adrian Newey. He might be a bit busy still. And also, Heinz-Harald Frentzen. because he's now on Twitter constantly. So I'm actually tempted at him.
You actually could, because you're verified. No, you're not verified, are you?
I'm not verified. He's not verified either. He's paid for
verified. DM him right now. You've got more followers, probably.
No, he's got like 10k and he's banging it. He's worked out Twitter immediately. I'll still hit him up, though, see if he wants to come on the show next week. Imagine that. A British Grand Prix review
with
show
Heinz Harald
featuring Heinz Harald Frentzen.
That'd be so rogue.
Absolute scenes. Predictions, though, Jamie?
Yes. I have been bored of being interesting.
No, you've got to continue being interesting because I'm still losing.
To be fair, Silverstone's been a banging race the last few years, hasn't it?
It wasn't particularly surprising, well, apart from the fact Sainz won.
No, last year's race was quality.
Last year's race was quality, yeah. Did you update the points? You haven't updated points, Jamie. Did you?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Fair enough.
I
love the fact we've still got our scores from like last year and stuff on our pinned messages.
We can just remind ourselves that I won.
Yeah.
I will... Actually, let me check the weather. It's supposed to rain again for like the 15th time this season. Yeah.
I didn't think it was this weekend. I thought it was meant to be dry.
It's meant to rain on Saturday. Thunderstorms on Saturday, supposedly.
That doesn't bother
And then
me.
A bit of rain on Sunday as well. That could be fun. That could be
a lot
of fun.
That could be spicy.
And you're going to be in hospitality as well, so chill it.
No, I'm not. Not this year.
Oh,
I'm in general admission, mate.
You're going to need us need some
I'm
going to
get soaked.
Saturday, I will go with a Max Verstappen pole position.
You're so boring.
Do I go for a mechanical
Bear in
issue?
Mind, he's still yet to win the British Grand Prix, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. He won the 70th anniversary race, but he's never won the British Grand Prix.
I might be interesting and say he's going to get a mechanical issue.
Okay.
Because he did last year.
He did. Well, he didn't have a mechanical issue. He had Tauri stuck under
He had Tsunoda's front wing in his bargeboard area. What would be interesting? I'll go Charles Leclerc. Why not? To end his,
you're
end
saying,
his drought.
So, not only there are you saying that Charles Leclerc is going to end his drought, you're also saying Red Bull's streak is going to come to an end.
It will.
And they're going to be one off the record.
Announce. It's going to happen.
Charles Leclerc
race win.
Race win. I mean, Ferrari have looked better the last couple of races.
They have. And Austria and Silverstone, like last year, they won both. So, why not? I will go Checo Perez P2.
Okay.
I'm going all in on Max DNFing or having an issue.
Okay.
Actually, no, brave. I won't. No, I will. Why not? You can lead and I'll just do a comeback. if Perez is P2, that will make Lewis Hamilton P3. He's a merchant at Silverstone.
He is a Silverstone merchant, to be fair. We love him. Okay, that's good. Well, Jamie, I'll be completely honest. If you said Max Verstappen win, I was going to go ballsy.
Well, there you go. You're welcome.
But as you haven't, I'm going to be sensible. Max, it pains me to say it, Max. I am, though, going to still go... No, I don't think Perez can have another bad weekend.
It is raining, and he's not great.
Go he's not little... great...
Go a cheeky Hülkenberg P2.
No, he's never going to get a podium, mate. We'll go Max pole, Max win, but we'll say double British podium, Hamilton Russell.
Oh, I thought you got Hamilton Norris for a second.
No.
McLaren might be good again.
Well, they're meant to be bringing more upgrades, but it's also
Mercedes
not Austria. It's also not Austria, though, remember. So.
True.
And I think we might have forgot one last little piece of news, Jamie, before we finish off the show. Of course, two teams, apparently, are allowed to continue making their bid for Formula One entry between 2025 and 2027. Now, that either means, we discussed this pre-show, that either means both of them want to enter in 2026 when the new regulations come into effect, or one of them wants to enter in 2025 and the other one doesn't want to enter until 2027. We've spoke before, I remember, in the winter... about Panthera.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, obviously, Andretti is the big one. And there was that other team. I can't remember. That might have been Panthera, but I feel like there was another Asian team, wasn't there, that wanted to come in.
I can't remember, to be perfectly honest with you.
There was
Andretti surely is one of them.
You'd like to hope so, but I can't help but
and
feel
the
there's
big
still a lot of teams
have
feeling
kind of
pressure.
Got their way in now, haven't they?
Well...
I don't think Porsche want it anymore.
Porsche aren't coming in. Porsche aren't showing up.
Audi are obviously with Sauber.
Yep.
And you've got Ford coming to with Red Bull.
Which is going to be such a weird and dead partnership immediately, I can already tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just not going to stay around, is it?
I don't know who. It could be Panthera. I don't know. It could be someone. It'd be weird if anyone wanted to enter in 2027. I expect
the
latest
that'd
be is 26. It could be Honda. That'd be fun. Get Honda back on the grid.
I think we for some reason now, we've both kind of launched ourselves to the idea that we're going to get a Honda Works team again.
Yuki Tsunoda super team announced.
Well, Yuki Tsunoda, a Yuma Owasa.
Actually, that would be really good. Also, I want to mention the fact that in February I predicted Frederik Vesti to win the championship.
I keep thinking about that every time I see
him. And I'm very happy because he's doing really well. And no one would have predicted that, so I'm claiming
that.
No,
you were the only person in the world that predicted that.
There you go.
At the start of the year. So he won't win it still. I'm just hanging on with my
terrible
chair.
I know he won't win it, but I just wanted to mention now that he's, what, 20 points clear or something. It's like, this is the best he's going to get. So I might as well mention it now.
I mean, now you've gone public with that information again. Now everyone remembers.
Sorry,
you know,
it's going to go Liam Lawson.
Like, Fred Vesti is going to have the worst rest of this. Like, it would not surprise me now you've said that. He doesn't score a single point.
He's going to get mecha-chromed over and over.
Between now and the end of the campaign. But I think we've wrapped up everything we wanted to talk about, Jamie. We've actually made a preview show more than half an hour because there was things to talk about this week.
Amazing.
We've done well.
We should do it every season. Every week.
Every week we need three special liveries, a new calendar announced, and everything else. But thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you have enjoyed, please do make sure you leave a like, get yourself subscribed. Of course, for our YouTube listeners, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record. But of course, we mentioned this on Tuesday's podcast as well. We are now in the process of transitioning between now and 2024 over onto a Knowing Wheel exclusive channel. There'll be a link to that down in the description. Each week's podcast is already going up on there at exactly the same time it shows up here. And we are also in the process. I think now, Jamie, I'm 40 of 120 episodes in.
Nice.
On the
get ready for that to drop on one night.
There's going to be one night at some point, I will give you all pre-warning, where 120 episodes of Knowing Wheel are going to launch, and it's going to be a disaster. So I apologise to all of your sub boxes right now as well. But thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you have enjoyed, please do make sure you drop us a follow, and we'll be back then, probably next Tuesday, to discuss the antics of the British Grand Prix.